This week is also National Refugee Week, a whole week of events around the country, not just raising awareness of refugees and their situations, but also celebrating the contributions that refugees have made to the countries that become a new home, whether for a while or for good. And one man for whom his destination as a refugee 38 years ago became his permanent home is Chilean guitarist Carlos Arredondo. And I'm delighted he came into the studio a little earlier on to share his story and play some music, a bit like our own personal chapter in the Human Music Library. And he started out with this song, which is kind of giving a voice to many, many people who can't speak for themselves.
Somos hijos del silencio, sin sonido en la palabra. Este don se nos arranca para perderse en el vacío. Este don se nos arranca para perderse en el vacío. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Somos hijos del silencio, sin sonido en la palabra. Este don se nos arranca para perderse en el vacío. Este don se nos arranca para perderse en el vacío. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Se derrumba la franqueza, lo espontáneo que es tan bello. Hay un lazo en cada cuello y un bozal en cada boca. Hay un lazo en cada cuello y un bozal en cada boca. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Somos todos de una madre, para todo hemos nacido. Porque soy un convencido que la voz alce su vuelo. Porque soy un convencido que la voz alce su vuelo. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más. Ay, de mi soledad. Aprieta mi garganta y no puede más.
Thank you. Carlos Arredondo, it's such a pleasure to have you here in the studio playing for us on Marianne Kennedy's Global Gathering here in the studio at Pacific Key as we're marking Refugee Week, 60 years since the signing of the UN's Refugee Convention. And you are a big part of the musical world in Edinburgh and in Scotland, but of course that's not where your roots are. Can you tell us, and especially for folk who've not encountered you and your music and your story before, how you come to be living in Scotland today?
It had to do with the politics of Chile of the 1970s, when for the first time in the world a socialist government came to power through the power of the vote. That was Salvador Allende. And I was young at the time and a supporter of that particular person who I thought in him my dream to be accomplished. And I was at the time a worker. I worked in a guitar factory. And then I was happy, new music, a new revolution, cultural revolution was taking place. But it didn't last for a long time, just 3 years. And the 11th of September 1973, bloody coup d'etat took place under the wing of General Augusto Pinochet. And that changed my life and the life of all the Chilean people. People began to be killed, put into a concentration camp, and then people began to disappear. We all know that there were about 3,000 Chilean disappeared. At the same time, thousands of Chileans began to leave the country in fear of what happened. I had the great opportunity to live for Peru, but when I was there, I am talking about January 74, I could see that thousands of Chileans began to arrive in Lima, each of them telling a story about them, about what happened to friends, and though they were in fears. At that particular moment in time, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees stepped in Lima and in other places in South America and began to do something on our behalf. And I suppose what the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees began to do was to contact government like Britain to receive Chileans. And so at that point, I think they decided to receive 3,000 Chilean people here. And so the High Commissioner for Refugees decided to pay us the fare to come to Britain. And then once we arrived here, we were received by the incredible solidarity in Britain, throughout Britain, from England to Scotland, and a lot of Chilean Solidarity Committee were formed in Glasgow, Edinburgh, Falkirk, Dundee. So I came to Glasgow. I was the first one to arrive with another 50 Chilean refugees here in Glasgow. And all of this because I ended up in Scotland, because a Scotman was in charge of that solidarity campaign in London. So he saw me playing the guitar. He said, Carlos, you must go to Scotland because people like music.
Musicians.
And at the time, in my case, I didn't speak any English at all. And it was so important that we could relate to the people who were giving solidarity to us.
That new life that you had to create in Scotland, how has that been now for nearly 40 years? You've been here longer than you were ever in Chile.
In Chile, of course. In many respects, I am a Scotsman with a different accent, but of course, this is my country too. And without losing my own identity, the fact that I sing in Spanish, because it is one of the few things that I still can maintain. But more than anything else, I do that because people expect me to sing in Spanish. But it has been extraordinary. Our life, I think most Chileans will have to agree with me that, especially in a place like Scotland, in those days, there was another Labour Party, another political atmosphere at the time. A lot of MP work now beside the trade unions and the academic world. People from all walk of life work on our behalf. And we receive that solidarity very humble. But also people like me try to do the best also to give back that bit of solidarity.
Now that's very important, because the intention of Refugee Week, and especially marking the 60 years this year, they've been very much emphasising contribution, 60 years of contribution. It's not just giving refugees and asylum seekers a new home in a country, but also they've been the whole organisation has been very keen to emphasise that people bring not just themselves with them, but their music, their trade, their whatever.
Of course. I mean, if I have to look into Chilean history, many Scots did a fantastic contribution to our own culture and country. Lord Cochrane, for example, come to mind, a man from Half-Five, organised the Navy in Chile. But in our case, that has been the case. Now you were to ask me, Carlo, what happened with the Chilean here? We have a very weak community, you see, of Chilean, most Chilean left. But there are doctors, there are engineers working at university levels, there are professors, and there are doctors, and it's a tribute to them. I mean, here in Scotland, most Chilean are hard worker people, and now we have children, and those children are also making a good contribution to our society here.
You're very involved in a lot of the events that are going on this week for Refugee Week, and I've been reading some of the poems that you've written for this particular week, and it seems to me that you, for every new wave of people who arrive in the country, that you understand a little of what they are coming with, even though they come from very different backgrounds, that there is some kind of common thread to people who make that kind of journey.
That's correct. I think more than anything else, I think I have been trying to... What happened? I told you already how welcome we felt it here in Scotland when we came in 1974, and that's no longer the case even in Scotland. And so there is an incredible contrast between our own experience as Chilean refugee and the one who are coming now. For example, it was very, very, very sad affair what happened in Dungover, for example, to have a detention centre. I'm sure the Scots people were insane with that activity taking place, to have children in almost in prison. I think there must be ways and ways to treat people. I am the one, and most children will agree again with me, I suppose, that the people in Scotland always were incredible, because they have immigrated to other places, so they know what it means to emigrate, to live. We have in Chile and Patagonia full of Scots people, and I was years ago traveling with the 784 Theatre Company. I ended up with them working there in Nova Scotia, where most Scots emigrated. So I think there is an understanding here, very, very clear cut.
It's been such a pleasure having you come in here and to help raise the awareness of Refugee Week. We know that you're going off to take part in an event tonight to read some of your poems. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
No, that's very... I would like to thank you and that's very kind of you.
Well...
Muchas gracias.
You're very welcome. Play us one more song. Just tell us briefly about this second song.
This song is about incoherences. Incoherences. It's a funny song in many respects because in the way how I play the guitar, but it's about Hay una esperanza. It's about there is any hope. And I think our life, your life, my life, the life of the BBC, everything at the moment, it looks like we have to hope that something will come, something better. And I think that's the dream, my dream, and your dream, and the dream of everybody. So here is just the song for you. Mm-hmm. hay una esperanza en algún lugar. Que un río, una piedra y un sacristán destruyen el sueño y los fuegos, las guerras, la muerte y la moral. Hay una esperanza para atravesar puente colgante, pero sin tropezar. Este es el sueño de un libro famoso. Dicen que es hermoso, nadie lo ha leído. Pregunto por qué. Que existe el amor entre dos mariposas, una gata y un león. Me callo la boca, me cubro mi culo, le cuento a don Pablo, a doña Gabriela, y cuento hasta tres. Uno, dos, tres. Hay una esperanza en tiempo de paz. Callo la boca, me cubro mi culo, le cuento a don Pablo, a doña Gabriela, y cuento hasta tres. Uno, dos, tres. Muchas gracias.
Murantango Hain Carlos. Thanks again to Carlos Arredondo. And you can find out more about events going on near you by following Refugee Week on Facebook and Twitter.